Blog Talk Radio.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
Let's go.
Or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying to all the party people, Matic Dorbus, but MC info. When it come to rockin' parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac, but doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body. And like it, take a cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you just be partying down. With the funky town with yours truly, I'm the original B-I-Z, I'm it. Okay, I will the E and I aim to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 I think I'm A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a phone. And when you hear the Biz Monkey, I get the jaws on you. From the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the set of step to keep it check. My speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter rooftop, being square and rolling. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the world fit at Devil Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say, I let your own mind on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why,
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
On and on. The break of dawn. When you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is the prince, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to lap. Go to lap.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz. My name is T. Just one. Nobody.
Black Power family, welcome to another episode of Dude Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We are here on our revolutionary Sunday episode We have the extreme honor and privilege to have in our midst the magnificent Supreme Queen who comes to us in the divine and righteous name of DJ K. Nikki is in the building. That phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. And press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer and present to others this afternoon's guest here live on Do the Knowledge Radio. None other than the queen herself, DJ K. Nikki, is in the building.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my honor and privilege to have you here on our platform today. You know, it's all about you.
Yes.
It's DJ K. Nikki Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Well, we always start with an introduction, so if you could introduce yourself to the family, let them know who you are, we can get started like that.
Okay. My name is DJ K. Nikki. I'm a DJ from Harlem. I'm a mixed DJ. I specialize in old school R&B, hip hop, rap, but I also do other genres of music. I'm also a plus size model, and I'm also a self published author. So.
Okay. So take us back to the journey right here. You know, tell us your story. How you got started as a DJ?
Well, my father pretty much put me onto music. He was a singer back in the day, you know, where he lived, and he used to play records all the time, and I would listen to him play them and record himself singing, and I would sit there and listen to him. So I was always into music. So eventually, I got into a bad relationship. It was an abusive relationship, but he was a local DJ. So I would listen to him DJ and watch him DJ. And when he wasn't around, I would play on his records and try to teach myself. And when that ended, I decided to get my own equipment, teach myself more how to DJ. I took a course at the Scratch Academy. When it was downtown, I don't know if it's still there. It was in the Village. And I just kept teaching myself how to DJ. I would listen to Red Alert. I would listen to DJ Premier on the radio. And that's how I learned.
So did you have any early hip-hop influences? I know you mentioned cool DJ Red Alert from back in the day.
Yeah, that's
my
idol. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what about MCs, like early MCs? Would you like a DJ Spinderella fan back in the day, or, you know?
Oh, yeah. I like Spin. I like Coco Chanel. I like Jazzy Joyce. I like Rakim as an MC. I liked him. Big Daddy Kane. I like them, that type of crowd.
Okay. So, self-taught, outside of a course, how long was that process for you to get to who you are today? And was there a defining moment along the way where you was like, yeah, I'm going to do this full-time?
And that's hard. That's a hard question because when I got away from that relationship, I taught myself how to DJ, and then a friend of mine named Derek Sage, we decided to go into it because he wanted to be a promoter. So we decided to go into it together and do parties. We did the Mirage Club, the Mirage here in New York, and we would do parties. And once we stopped dealing with each other with the business, I got into it with another friend of mine named DJ Lav, and we did our own business called Harlem Jewel Production, where we did trips and also did parties. And once that ended, because they no longer wanted to do the business, that I think that was the defining moment when I was, like, by myself. And I didn't want to rely on other people. I figured, let me try it on my own, see if I could do it on my own. Because I always ask somebody, do you want to do this with me, whatever. And I would say, like, that would have been 2005 when I decided, you know, I really love this and I don't want to wait for somebody to do it. So I did it on my own and became an independent DJ. When I first started, my name was DJ DNA, but then I changed it to DJ K Nikki thanks to my my DJ sis, DJ Shorty Love. We came up with that name and just kept it like that. And that's how it all started.
So what are some of the things that you learned from those experiences that you could share with the family? Maybe if some young sisters or some young brothers listening to the broadcast and you know, thinking about, you know, becoming a DJ, based off your experiences, what are some of the things that you learned over time?
I learned whatever your dream is, your goal is, to do it, no matter how old you are, what circumstance you are in, go ahead and do it, because you don't ever want to live your life saying, I wish I could have, you know? I learned to build up my confidence, to learn that I could do things on my own. You need people to do things, you know, in life, but you can't do things on your own as long as you have the confidence to do it. You shouldn't be afraid, you know, of failure, because that's part of life. If something doesn't go right, you try to DJ and the mix doesn't go right or the show doesn't go right, keep it going, because believe me, there was a lot of mixes and a lot of shows that I messed up on, you know, but I kept it moving. Just build your craft, keep practicing. It's always practice, no matter how experienced you are, how good you are, you should practice all the time. And I think that's about it.
Now, what do you think about the music nowadays?
Oh God, why you put me on the spot? I personally don't like it. There's some artists that I like Kendrick Lamar and them, but I actually like, what is it called? Twerking music, I guess. I like the instrumental. I like the music to it, but the words, I don't know if you could call those words because I don't understand them. But they don't have a message. That's the thing I think we're missing. There's no message and just gibberish. So that's the only thing I don't like it. But I guess that's what our parents said when we started getting into hip hop and stuff. You know, things change,
right.
And that's what it is today. So that's what they like.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey. I'm from Newark, so you know, I grew up with Lords of the Underground. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Naughty by Nature. You know, yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I had some moments. I was like, what are they talking about? You know what I mean? So I was like, okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I would say if you could. What about the DJ? How has the DJ game changed, you know, since you started to now, especially with, you know, with the music nowadays? Do you think that the DJs have creative control, or they're just being dictated to?
I think with technology improving that, that I remember when DJs were the star, you know what I mean?
Right.
The artist always had a DJ, and it's easier for DJs, it's easier for a person to be a DJ now because, you know, the person, the button or the laptop or whatever, and well, do they have more control? I don't think so. I don't think they're the star anymore. I think anybody could be the DJ, you know, and back in the day, it was a craft, it was a skill, it was a little harder to do, so it was a crowd mover, like the real crowd mover, the artist needed the DJ, you know, they was the producers, so it's a big difference now.
Yeah, my older brother was a DJ. I remember. I remember one of those DJ battles. You know, my brother was ill with the DJ joints. You know, this is back when Redman was still DJing before he even started rhyming. This Puerto Rican cat, he did my brother in on the DJ battle. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because my brother ain't know how to use a crossfader. He was just ill with a scratch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he was scratching, and then he was killing him with that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He made it look so effortless, like my brother was working hard on the joint, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And just local stuff, you know what I mean? It ain't
uh-huh.
no different between somebody like trying to, the B-boy or somebody, some people trying to freestyle against one another. You know, we was going
uh-huh.
to blocks and stuff like that. And, you know, that's when he learned how to use the crossfader, you know, as a result
uh-huh.
of losing that battle. You see what I'm saying? So I was like,
yeah.
man, this is crazy. So, yeah, you get embarrassed, you know what I'm saying?
So you have to up your skills. Yeah,
yeah,
no choice.
So, yeah, yeah.
And that's
that
another
was
thing
definitely...
we're missing. We don't have that. We don't have battles, DJ battles and stuff like that.
That was a defining moment right there, you know. So, yeah, you know, you take people at their word, then, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't sleep on nobody. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's
mm-hmm.
a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother still DJs to this day. He just, he's got the gospel joints or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what he does. So let's talk about the books.
Oh, okay.
And how long have you been writing, and what was the decision for you to publish the books?
I've always wrote short stories when I was a little girl, little poems, and when I got older, like I said, I think that abusive relationship brought out a lot of my talent, because that's the reason why I started writing books. I started writing a diary of what I was going through because I didn't tell anybody. So once I got out of the relationship, I read the diary, and I was like, oh, this sounds like a good story. It sounds kind of good. So I wrote that into a book. I didn't put it out yet because I wasn't ready. And I wrote that into a book, and when I realized that I actually finished what I started, I actually wrote a whole book. And I read it, and I thought it was good. I started writing other books, which was Between a Rock and a Hard Place, which I self-published, and another one called Karma, which I had published before, but it's not out. And I just continued writing these books all because of that diary.
Okay, so do you have any plans for any more books?
Yes, I do. Actually, I want to sit down and start writing and just getting this writer's block out the way. But, yeah, I do want to write more books.
Okay. Now, the self-publishing process, so you have a publishing company and you publish your own material?
No, it was all self-published. I had to do it myself.
Okay. Can you describe some of that process?
It's expensive, and it's, you know, you have to print your own cover, you have to get somebody to edit it, I had to find an editor, that's why it's a second edition, because I actually got an editor, and, she went through it, which is called Rose Printing, and put the book together. I had to send them a copy of the book, and make the cover front, back, and the side of it, and send that in to them. They printed it out for me and made copies, and I had to sell it. I had to sell it on my own. I did the Harlem Book Fair. I did one book party. I tried to sell it online. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Word of mouth on Facebook. Social media is great. So that's how I did that.
Okay. So you one woman band on that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what about modeling? How did you get started in modeling?
I actually got started with that from Sean Montgomery. He does modeling classes, and I had became their DJ for the show Thick World Radio, and him and the staff, Latoya, Salia, they would tell me, you know, you should do plus size modeling, but I always liked plus size modeling, and then the women like Chikara, and I thought about it, but I didn't think I was the look for it, you know. I wasn't confident about it, and when they would tell me, they kept pushing me, like, just take the classes, see how you like it, you know, whatever, and I just decided to do it, so why not? If anything, it'll help me with my confidence. If I don't go any further with it, it'll help me with my confidence. And when we went through the class together with the other girls, I really liked it. So I did that last year. I started class last year, this year, in, I would say, February, graduated. And from there, I just did, like, shows with Catherine Schuler and I was in a competition, Face of Curvaceous, with Tiff Scott. You know, I just took pictures with Sean Montgomery and Big Mo of Curves Magazine, and I just see where it will go. It's fun, you know. But music is my first passion, but it's a fun thing to do.
Okay. So what's on your horizon? You know, what's some of your goals for the next couple of years? But besides the 12 books you're going to be writing and stuff like
with me, I'm a Gemini, so you never know what's the next
right.
thing I might get into. I might build a bridge next year. I don't know. But,
right.
yeah, but I'm hoping to be more successful at my DJing, you know, do a bigger venues or be a little more known as a DJ, hopefully be published as an author and not self-published. And if this modeling career could help push me more into those two crafts, then let it happen.
Okay. So where can the people catch you at? Where are you spinning at over in Harlem?
Right now, I'm spinning at Ponte Bistro in Harlem. It's on 139th Street and 7th Avenue. It's an African cuisine restaurant. I'm also online. I have my own online radio show at Nikki Spot. It's called Nikki Spot with DJ K. Nikki every Tuesdays on WDPRadio.com at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I will soon be on a radio show called We Are Just Rap. .com, and I would also be the manager for that radio station soon. So hopefully
okay.
that will be a success. So
let's talk a little hip hop then. You know, who are some of your favorite MCs?
Say again. I'm sorry.
I said, who are some of your favorite MCs?
Your top
10.
Oh, all over. Yeah. Oh, top 10. You like putting people on the spot. It's not in order, so.
Nah. We got to do it in order.
I can't. number one, definitely, I know is Rakim. I love Rakim. Order? Oh, God. Rakim. I like Big Daddy Kane. I like Biggie. I like Jay-Z. I don't know how many I just said. I like.
Yeah, that's four.
Okay, I like I like so many. CL Smooth, I like, oh God, top 10. KRS, I like, LL, I like, how many did I say?
That was six. No, that was seven. You got three more.
Seven. Three more. I like, I can't give you three. Can we come back?
I ain't hear no female MCs, so now
yeah,
I gotta go
I'm thinking of
there.
Female MCs. Yeah, I'm trying to think of them. Cause I like Kim. I actually like the Brat. That's 10. I gave you 10.
Yeah, that's 10 right there.
That's it, yeah.
Now, as a DJ, female DJ, did you discover any type of bias or, well, what would you say about that?
About being a female DJ?
Yeah.
I think being a female DJ, your skills got to be even more great. You know what I mean? Like, you got to prove yourself more. I'm noticing now a lot of people, well, some people expect you to have some kind of sex appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's with anything when it comes to women in a male-dominated field, you know? You got to have some kind of sex appeal for some reason. Like, why don't you just listen to my skills and how I do, like you do with the male counterparts, you know what I mean? So that's
right.
I think those are only things I could think of right now. Not getting much chances. Some people think because you're a female DJ, you'd be able to get more gigs and be able to be put on. A lot of people overlook you because you are.
Wow.
That's how I feel. I don't know how other people, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, what does that do? You know, for you, you know, your mindset, is that something that makes you more of a go-getter or you more reserved with it, or how has that affected you?
I think before, when I first started earlier stages, I was more reserved. Now, I'm more of a go-getter because I think a part of me has something to prove to people and a lot to prove to me.
Okay. So how is your, the particular lane that you in, you know, the old school music,
mm-hmm.
How has that been received by the people, you know what I mean? Do you find that there's more people that want to listen to the vintage music versus, you know, what's out today?
Ooh, I think it depends on the crowd that you play for. But I think a lot of people respect the old school music. You do have to play a little of the new school, but I think old school. A lot of people look for old school.
So what's the parties like now? You know, I don't know nothing about the party. I've been living in a cocoon. What's the party state like nowadays? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the parties that I go to is more of a mature crowd. You know, I don't know how it is with the all young crowd. I would hope it's nice. You know, I don't know. I try to do a lot of old school parties, a lot of more mature parties.
And everybody's
I really
just
don't
partying.
Think it's the same. Yeah, I really don't think it's the same. Back in the day, we used to have fun. It was all about having fun. You would shut the club down and. It wasn't about
right.
how you looked, and you just was about enjoying each other and the music.
Right. Yeah, I've partied all over the world, you know, so coming back to America, the club closed too early. You know
mm-hmm.
you go in the spot in the club, and then you leave it out, and it's daylight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's still early, yeah.
Yeah, you can't go from that to, you know, 1:30, it's basically a 2 wrap.
2 o'clock and you gotta leave. Yeah, you just got there.
So it's a different vibe, you know, to me. And I mean the experience is different. You know what I mean? Like I was overseas. I was in Germany, and there was breakdancing. You know what I'm saying? We had a breakdance battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like the respect for music, you know, around the world is a lot different than what it is here. You know,
there's
no overlap. You know, there's no overlap. So it's like the music just changes, and then it's no old. You see what I'm saying? So even a lot of the artists don't even know who the generation that preceded them. You know, they don't know that music. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't.
So
they don't know the history.
They're like, hey, you know, they know what they're doing. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
they got a group of people that like what they're doing, and that's it. So it's not even anything, you know, before that. So, you know, somebody like Nas
mm-hmm.
and Jay-Z, they're like, they old to them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
they are. Yeah.
they're like, get out of here. Like, nobody want to hear that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, or they don't even know who they are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, who?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with the scene. You see, like,
mm-hmm.
people coming to these particular places. They're not even coming to party because they ain't even know how to party, you know?
Party, yeah, exactly. They don't know how. Yeah.
Everybody's in their phone or on their phone. Or,
on their phone,
like
yep. Or just sitting in the background. They're not even dancing. Yeah.
I saw a video, I think, and cats just had their phone up. They was dancing and like moving a little bit. They wasn't even dancing. It was like moving back and forth. Everybody had their phone up in the air over their head, and you know, I was like, this is a party.
Yeah,
like,
that's a party.
No way. Like, we used to leave the spot, couldn't even breathe.
Sweat.
Like,
yeah.
But I don't know, like. It's really becoming, you know, like a little robotic, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like human robots, you know,
yes, exactly. Zombies,
so, yeah. Well, that's crazy. So I give you the floor now. If you got any acknowledgments, you want to shout out anything, you want to plug anything you got coming up, again, one more time, how people can get a hold of you, how people can get your books, how they could book you for events and things like that, you know, and whatever final thoughts that you want to give, the floor is yours.
Okay. You could catch me on Facebook at dj.k.nikki. You could also catch me on IG on dj_k_nikki. That's N-I-K-K-I. You could, for bookings, you could email me at dj.k.nikki@gmail.com. You could catch my show every Tuesdays at WDEPradio.com at 10 p.m., which is called Nikki Spot with DJ K. Nikki. You can catch me at Ponte Bistro on Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's on West 139th Street and 7th Avenue, right on the corner. What else? I have a party coming up in October for a comedy show. You can check that out on my page. What else could I say? You check out my website, which is very long. It's www.kniggardner.wix.com/dj-k-nikki. What else? You can also contact me through my email for modeling and for my books. You could go to amazon.com, and you could go to barthenobles.com for my books. It's called Between the Rock and the Hard Place, second edition by K. Nikki Gardner. And final thoughts is, like I said before, whatever dreams or goals you have, go for it. No matter what, how old you are, what you're going through, just go for it, because you don't want to say, I wish I could have. Go for your dreams, all right? And thanks for having me.
Definitely been an honor and a privilege to have you on. Hopefully you ain't no stranger. You come back and you just vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, and I'll be checking you out on the live mix, you know.
Yep, Facebook Live. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you, everybody. All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Nice. Shout out to DJ K. Nikki for coming through, showing us some love. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have none other than our brother Wise Intelligent, and the Earth Umi Sudan will be in the building on our Black Psychology Monday show, first Monday of the month, with myself and Sister Renee. We're dealing with the psychology of Black fear, continuing on our conversation from last month in regards to how the 90s shows have shaped our consciousness. So we're going to be dealing with that tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, we'll be on live with my brother, Dr. Diamonds, on the Book of Brick series. Check my brother, Brick the Foundation, out, www.itsmebrick.com. That's ITSMEBRICK.com. Check out my brother, Tahir RBG, www.tahirrbg.com. Check out the True and Ever Earth Shakti, Everlasting Peace Earth, editor in chief of Get This Wisdom Magazine, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Check my brother's out, United Front, www.ufasafo.com. Check out the brothers who check, www.ksp4ever.com. And salute and honor to and love and condolences to all of our loved ones in Sierra Leone, in Louisiana, in Houston. Definitely our condolences, our love, and our support. Don't forget to check us out September the 9th. We're doing the Blackathon, courtesy of MBK. Salute to my brother Giles, the Liberation Minded Media Group, My Skin Is My Sin Radio, Renee Black, and Rundown with Renee. Shakti Everlasting Peace, Earth, Get This Wisdom Magazine, and Jay Dizzle, Netiquette at Black I Stand Radio. So we're definitely going to have a great opportunity to collaborate with some other listening stations, and we'll be striving to raise money to donate to our brothers and sisters in Houston. So again, that's September the 9th that'll be going on. And with that, I'm going to say peace, love, and black power. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DoKnowledgeRadio. That's DoKnowledgeRadio. And check us out at www.DoKnowledgeUniversity.com. And we're definitely on every day of the week, so we're definitely going to be here, and the only way you can be in tune is if you subscribe to the show here. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, black power. See you tomorrow.
Grown ups, in between, turning babies, right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again, DJ Manny.
Fresh,
yeah.
Fresh. DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ,
yeah, well, Weezy Weezy, step up to the mic, dude, do what you
ladies
do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have here is brought to you, courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is, say this, say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ,
say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Under the sun, I come from under the Tommy, bustin' the Tommy. You come from under your garments, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I play like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless gang. Put some water on a track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is fast, man. What they call insane. They need my motherfucking aim. I get dope, boy. And you already know that pimping ain't mean. I'm living young and show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that. testing me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. Oh, DJ, hit the blunt. Traffic rush hour, GT bent, roof is absent. Your bitch present with the music blasting, and she keep asking, how I shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she said back and cut the quarterback back up. Up a show, hey Big Mike, they better step their authority up before they step to a soldier's son. I got army guns, you niggas never harming, young fly with me, my opponent's done, I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun, I've been running my city like Diddy your chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip, on a throttle with a model bony bitch. Paraphony tips, her hair is long as shit, to her thong and shit. Well, here we go, so hold on to this, now let's go. Hold on, Mr. Blunt. So go. So go.
Before I had you on my mind, why be so? Not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain. In the mix.